Idaho political leaders rather reacted strongly when they heard about the Biden administration lawsuit against the Gem State's abortion law. Here's just an example. Republican Attorney General nominee Raul Labrador said, quote, Biden seeks to dictate to the people of Idaho how our legislature should write our own state laws. Idaho Attorney General Lawrence Wasdin called the federal lawsuit politically motivated. Terry Pickens Manweiler, a Democrat running for lieutenant governor, said, quote, extremists have captured our state legislature and they are partnering with cynical politicians who put personal political power ahead of their sacred duty to the public. Her Republican opponent for lieutenant governor, Idaho House Speaker Scott Bedke, said, quote, Joe Biden and his administration need to stay out of Idaho's business, unquote. Joining us now to share their reactions are Idaho Democratic Senator Melissa Wintrow and House Minority Leader Representative Elena Rubel. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Hi, Gemma. Always great to be on your show.
And I do want to make a note for our listeners. We have reached out to Republican lawmakers. We are hoping to have them on next week to share their thoughts on this lawsuit. With that said, Senator Wintrow, what was your first reaction when you heard about this federal lawsuit?
Well, you know, I actually felt some sense of hope and relief because we've seen the federal, we've seen the courts actually save Idaho and our citizens on more than one occasion when, you know, our supermajority colleagues pass legislation that's unconstitutional, and they seem to have a habit of it. In fact, a defense fund to shell out for attorneys for that. So I was very hopeful for that. And I think that, you know, the governor's comments felt a little disingenuous, you know, kind of stay out of our business when over decades, when the Supreme Court, the highest court in the land, ruled in favor of Roe, for decades, my colleagues have been whittling away and eating away at the rights that women have. So I just kind of felt that was very disingenuous and really unfortunate.
And Representative Rubel, what were your first thoughts when you found out about this lawsuit?
Well, I was delighted that the lawsuit was filed because the underlying statute that they're challenging is genuinely shocking. It has no exception for the health of the mother. It has the absolute narrowest exception. Abortion can only be permitted, you know, when, quote, necessary to prevent death. But it really gives no guidance. I mean, what if there's a 40% chance of death? Is that enough? And bear in mind, under this statute, the doctor bears a mandatory minimum of 2 years in prison and loss of their license to practice. So it seems pretty unlikely that doctors are going to be willing to jeopardize their livelihood and their freedom to step in cases where there's only a 50% chance the woman will die, say. So this law that's on the books is outrageous. Very happy to see the federal government is challenging it. Really sad that we're at this juncture, that we have to have such a lawsuit to save our people from this supermajority legislature. Mm-hmm. But I also thought it was quite comical, all these statements of, you know, oh, the federal government needs to stay out of Idaho's business. The whole point is that our legislature won't stay out of women's business. there we are. Layers of irony.
And with that said, the head of the Republican Party in Idaho, Idaho GOP chairwoman Dorothy Moon, she also responded to the suit. And I want to quote what she said. So she says, quote, this is only the latest in a long line of examples of the federal government assailing Idaho's cherished values and attempting to impose its policy preferences on the people of Idaho from Washington, D.C. Moon went on to say, quote, the Biden administration believes that emergency rooms should become abortion clinics. The people of Idaho disagree, unquote. Senator Wintrow, your reaction and thoughts to that, in particular about this idea of emergency rooms being used as abortion clinics, but also saying that the people of Idaho agree with the overturning of Roe.
Right. You know, first and foremost, I think we've seen polls that you know, repeatedly for Americans nationwide, it's well over 60% of the folks believe that Roe should stand. And there was some polling done here in the state, I think it was in 2019, where 60% of Idahoans believed that folks should have full range of reproductive health care, including abortion care. So I think that's wrong. And I do think that the supermajority has really left the majority of Idahoans behind in their ideology. And her statement is nothing more than just you know, rancor and ideology, and is out of, you know, just totally out of reality of what happens in an emergency room and what happens in people's daily lives. You know, I was at a store, you know, just, you know, at a store in a public place, and someone leaned across the counter and said how afraid she was. And I looked in her eyes and said, afraid of what? She said, well, you know what? I was pregnant, you know, with my first child. It was terrible. I almost died. Luckily, you know, everything worked out in the end. But she goes, I want to get pregnant again, but now I'm worried. What will happen if something goes wrong? Will I get medical care? Will I be left to die? I mean, these are the real life things that are happening. And I think it is so inflaming and telling that Ms. Moon had that to say about it. And I think it is total out of reality, and it is totally out of common sense, and not in what most Idahoans believe.
And Representative Rubel, Senator Wintrow said that there was a poll taken in Idaho 2019 asking about Idahoans about their thoughts on reproductive health care and on abortions in particular. 60% of Idahoans want that. 40% do not. That kind of aligns with what happened in Kansas earlier this week. About 67% of their voters voted to keep access to abortion. So we have about 2 minutes left, and I'm curious about your response to also these statements that Idahoans, you know, disagree when it would to the idea of access to abortion, that Idahoans do not want that.
Well, Gemma, I would bet my house that if we had the same vote, if we could take the same vote and put it in front of all Idahoans, whether or not they want abortion banned in Idaho, we would have the same result as Kansas saw. And I hope that at some point we're able to get this on the ballot through an initiative. I tell you, I knock a lot of doors. I'm coming onto 2,500 doors that I've knocked this summer, and I knock everybody. I knock the doors of Democrats and Republicans. Out of 2,500 doors, I have found one person who was happy that Roe was overturned. Across the board, I'm finding Republicans saying that they're going to vote for Democrats for the first time in their lives because they are so outraged at these extreme, extreme abortion bans that our Idaho legislature has passed. I don't, by legislature, I mean not Democrats. No Democrat voted for these. I do not think this is what the people of Idaho want. I think just as we saw with Medicaid expansion, where our legislature blocked it for 7 years, even though we knew that 61% of Idahoans want it, I think this is a place where our Idaho Republican supermajority has diverged massively from what the people of Idaho want.
I want to thank both of you for coming on the program and talking to us about this. We've been speaking with Idaho Senator Melissa Wintrow and House Minority Leader Representative Alanna Rubel, getting their reactions to the Biden administration's lawsuit against Idaho's abortion ban. We should note that Republican Representative and Majority Caucus Chair Megan Blanksba has agreed to come on Idaho Matters next week to talk about the federal lawsuit. And Idaho Matters will continue to report on this story, and we will, of course, share more reactions to the federal lawsuit in coming days. Senator and Representative, I want to thank you both so much for your time today.
Thanks, Gemma.
Always great talking to you.